T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to get to this because this is, to me, the most offensive college athletic story that I've seen in a very, very, very long time. All right. Let me tell you about the University of St. Thomas. All right. The University of St. Thomas is a Division III school in the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. At least it will be until the end of the 2020 season. That's because their conference, the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, has decided that St. Thomas, a founding member of the conference, will be kicked out of the conference for what? Why would a team be kicked out of the conference? Do you know the story, Lonzo?
Yes, I do.
Darn. It would be better. This would be a better question if you didn't know the story.
And plus, I have experience with this kind of. So.
Well, I want to hear about it. I want to hear about that. But they're being kicked out of the story, kicked out of the conference, for being too good at sports. I'm sorry. What? Okay. So St. Thomas has an enrollment nearly twice that of any of the conference's other schools. And I did the research. Their enrollment is 9,878 students. Big deal. So the other schools have about 5,000 enrollments, 6,000 enrollments. So what? Okay. And they've won 56 more conference titles than the second place school since the 2013-2014 season. St. Thomas has dominated the MEAC. 72 MEAC titles since 2013-2014. The next closest league member has 16. Not my problem. Not their problem. You're going to kick a team out because they're too good? And then you're going to hide behind the guise of their enrollment is almost twice that of any of the other conference's schools? So let me get this right. So Clemson should not be able to compete with UCF, right? Because UCF's enrollment is 55,000 and Clemson's enrollment is 24,000. Shouldn't be able to compete with UCF, right? Should not even be able to play UCF, right? 55,000, 24,000. Should not even be able to compete, right? What a joke. What a joke. They also shouldn't be able to compete with Arizona State, right? 53,000 students, 24,000 students for Clemson. Shouldn't be able to compete. So are we going to kick Clemson out of the ACC because they're the only non-cupcake in the division? Folks, this is an out-and-out travesty. I'm going to share with you right here the official statement from the conference. Listen to this nonsense. This is the MEAC conference here. After extensive membership discussions, the University of St. Thomas will be involuntarily removed from membership in the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, the MIAC. The MIAC President's Council cites athletic competitive parity in the conference as a primary concern. St. Thomas will begin a multi-year transition immediately and meanwhile is eligible to compete as a full, thank you for the parting gift. They're eligible to compete as a full member of the MIAC through the end of spring 2021. St. Thomas is one of 7 founding members in the MIAC and will leave the conference in good standing with a long and appreciated history of academic and athletic success. They are citing parity, a desire for competitive parity in the conference. So they're going to kick out a founding member of the league involuntarily. The MIAC is saying to University of St. Thomas, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. That is what they're saying. And that, folks, is the greatest and most egregious foul This is the most offsides thing I've seen in college athletics in the last 10 years. I've never even heard of something like this. What is your reasoning? They have more students. So what? The United States has 100 times the population of Trinidad and Tobago, and they beat us in soccer to knock us out of the World Cup. We both have to play. We both have to compete to get in. So they have twice the enrollment. Big deal. You're not kicking them out because of that. You're kicking them out because they're kicking everyone's tail that plays in the conference. Lonzo, this is a total joke.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. Back in the 80s, I actually played for Division III Otterbein. And
Were they the Platypi in Butte, Montana?
They were not. They were actually the Cardinals or the Otters. It was all confusing. There was mascots painted on one side. Anyway.
You don't know the mascot of the college you played.
They didn't know the mascot. We were going with the Cardinals.
It's kind of like the Auburn Tigers and the War Eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, because there was history, the Otters were still there. But anyway, there's a team called Mount Union. I don't know if you've heard of Mount Union.
Yes.
But Mount Union has won 13 titles. Mount Union, it's like going a Pee Wee team playing a high school team or a college team playing a pro team. That's how big the Mount Union guys are, how good they were. But I never heard anyone complain and whine and say, we want Mount Union out of the league because they're just too good and we can't compete. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's just – I didn't know how to describe it.
I cannot believe how wimpy –
No, what I'm saying is – they would never say something like that. And there is a dominance there from Mount Union and OAC, and I never heard anybody on any team say they should get rid of them. This is ridiculous. It really is.
I struggle not to have Lonzo hit the dump button. The dump button is something that Lonzo has to hit when I say a word that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. And I struggle to find words to describe how I feel about this that are allowed on the radio.
It's ridiculous. It's indescribable.
I can't freaking believe this, Lonzo. I mean, 72 conference titles since 2013-2014 is insane. So they're the biggest school there. Big freaking deal. Big deal. They've got under 10,000 students. You know? I mean, there are countries with way less population than the United States that waxes poetic with us on the soccer pitch all the time. What Clemson is doing with an undergrad population under 20,000. Okay, I guess the Tigers shouldn't be able to compete then. How do they ever compete with South Carolina? Gosh, South Carolina has a bigger student population. How do they ever compete? What a joke. What a joke. The council cites competitive parity in the conference as a primary concern. How about, I've got this as a primary concern. Be better. Get better. Be better at what you do. Get better coaches. Coach them up better. Recruit better athletes. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Dear God, you're kicking them out because they're kicking the conference tail and everything. I can't even believe this. If you're too good, you know what, Lonzo? Sometimes in our industry, the same thing happens, and it makes me sad. You can perform so well that you price yourself out of your job, right? Like your ratings indicate that you merit a salary that, whom you're working for can't afford. I've seen that happen in multiple places. Well, this guy got us a 5 rating. I think this guy will get us a 4, but it'll cost us half as much.
So what you're saying is if we do really well, you'll have to move on?
Continue helping us do great, Lonzo.
I'm going to push for that.
And I'll take the chips wherever they may fall. Let's get to Jimmy, who's been hanging patiently on the line. I am all kinds of fired up about this. Folks, please tell me that you're with me on this, that this is a crime against humanity, that University of St. Thomas is being kicked out of their conference for being too good. You got to be kidding me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.